The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awakened with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us. It's a brand new year, so Happy New Year to everybody who's listening to the show. Thank you. Happy New Year to everybody everywhere around the world. I think that's one thing we all have in common. We start New Year approximately the same time. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Barrington Radio Show, Barrington Awaken. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio. We talk about spirituality. We talk about raising you up to a higher level of consciousness for you to wake up and realize that you are not limitless, that you are the greatest, you are the star, that you are the one who runs your own show. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness and tap into your own creativity. Learn spirituality. Learn thyself. Learn who you are. Wake up. Understand that we're not restricted. Every single tool that we need to get us to prosperity or for us to succeed resides within us. I challenge you to wake up, find the tool, and live the life you were meant to live, and believe that you are the God that exists. Wake up. As we celebrate this new year, as we move into this new year, make the commitment to yourself to wake up, to set plans, to have a goal, to look forward, to wake up and realize that you are your own creator. Wake up. Achieve everything that you want to achieve. Wake up. Realize that you have what it takes. Bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness. We talk about spirituality. We talk about philosophy. We talk about life. All of the bottom line is, and the common denominator is, for you to understand thyself, for you to know who you are, for you to know that you are the greatest. Wake up, live this life. Do not allow other people's stories of you to condemn you for all the existence that you, time that you spent here. Wake up, realize the truth. The source to find the truth is within you. It is spirituality. It is all around you. It is within you, all the same thing. All that exists, we are all a part of it. The universe, we're part of it. It's a part of us. We live. We function. We're prosperous. We do not believe there's failures out there. We believe you fail to plan. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being a part of this program. Thank you for tuning in and giving us some of your time. Wake up. I want to say a special thanks to all the new listeners. I want to say a special thanks to all the old-time listeners. I want to thank everybody from all around the world who's listening to the Barrington Awaken Show. Wake up, everyone. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Today, because it's the second day of the year, and it's the 2nd of January 2020, and that time went really fast. Seems like it was just the other day we were doing another New Year's show. Happy New Year to all of you. Congratulations for making it through another year. It was fast, very fast. It was like a roller coaster ride. We've had a lot of stories being told, a lot of shifting, but regardless, we've survived it. I would say Happy New Year to everybody. And make sure this year you do something different for yourself. This is why we talk about New Year's resolution. We all set out, well, most of us set out to start something new in the new year. Come next year, we're going to do this different. Come next year, we're going to do that different. And you set out to find something new for you to do for your New Year's resolution. Most often, they don't work. You set a resolution for yourself. You set a task for yourself. The resolution is just what you want to do, just the things you want to do, the task you want to accomplish, just something that's going to be different than what you are familiar with. You may try to lose weight, save money, make money, get healthy, find new friends, new job. Everybody has their own little bit of New Year's resolution that they set out, that they set for themselves, and they move towards it. And it may work. And if it does, congratulations, and that's good because you figured it out. If you've set it and you haven't done this task, and by the way, when you're setting a resolution, a lot of us usually give it a time restriction. A lot of us always say, you know, by this day or by that day, or it's only for a period of time that you want to be able to do this or do whatever it is. Well, when you connect your mind with the idea that you want whatever it is that you want to accomplish, the mind will have to process all of that and send the message onto the body. You have to convince the mind that what you hope to do or what you're intending to do or what you're going to do, you have to get that information in the mind. When the mind has got it, it believes it, it knows it, it starts acting accordingly and delivers the message to the body where the body will take action. The time that it takes to convince your mind of what you're intending to do, you may not see the results that you're looking for, and you just tell yourself that you've failed. And that's the end of it. Oh, well, we'll try it again next year or whatever the time. First of all, if you're intending to make changes within yourself, you don't necessarily have to wait until December 31st. You could do it today, yesterday. Well, you can't do it yesterday, but you could do it today and tomorrow and all the days to come or whenever. But the whole idea behind it is to let the mind know what the body is intending to do or whatever the task that you're trying to accomplish. Is it break a bad habit? Is it develop a good habit? And by the way, to get rid of the bad habit, you have to replace it with a better one. You just have to replace it with a better one. When you decide to stop doing that, you want to be able to have something else to start doing in that time slot. So to get rid of the bad habit is to replace it with a better habit. This is it. So when you make the resolution and your body is now convinced, your mind is now convinced that you want to accomplish this task, then the mind goes to work of delivering the message to the body, and the body will take action. And this is true for whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. If the mind cannot see it, if the mind didn't have the opportunity to rejoice of the goal being reached, if the mind didn't see it as active, if the mind didn't see it as working for you, you're wasting your time, and you're gonna fall short. And when you fall short, you consider yourself failing, and then you let it go. If you're used to quitting things, the second time you quit is a lot easier than the first, and then the third is easier than the second, and the fourth, and so on, and so on, and so forth. And then you just stop doing it. Eventually, you've convinced yourself that there's no need in trying because you're not going to succeed. That is very wrong. Very, very wrong. When I talk about giving the message to the mind gives it to the body, you're well on your way to accomplish whatever it is that you're going to accomplish. All of this works well in knowing thyself. Know who you are. Know that whatever resistance coming to your path, you're bigger than that resistance. Whatever bad habit or influence from maybe friends or neighbors or culture, maybe religion, you're bigger than that decision. Your intent is to do this, and that's the biggest thing. You just have to let every part of you know what the intention, what you set out to accomplish. We're going to make New Year's resolution because that's what we do. But in order for it to work, you have to give it enough time and you have to use the proper method in which you inject that information into your subconscious mind. You put it into the mind, it goes into the subconscious, it acts on its own. You're just doing it. You're starting to rejoice because you see the results of it. But by just saying it and it didn't happen, and in order to, I said it earlier, to replace the bad habit, you must have a better one to replace it with. And better is relevance to you. It could be, you know, you must have a habit to replace the habit that you're going to get rid of and replace it with a better one. Your resolution will work. Your resolution has to work. But you have to know within yourself that you are the greatest part of that decision, the choice that you've made. Is the boss. You have to know that. You have to know that the resistance is beneath you. You are bigger and stronger than whatever resistance come into the path of stopping you from accomplishing your task. You are the greatest. You are the one who's making all the decisions. Please don't allow the ego to play you for the fool. You are the leader. The true you that resides within the body. You are the leader. You make those decisions. Step up and act right. Make sure you understand that whatever it is that you're setting out to get, the choice is made by the greatest part of you, your strength. Your choice is made. Whatever resistance coming to the path to stop you, remember that you're bigger than him. You're bigger than that resistance. You are the creator. What else or what next will you create? Set yourself out to get that resolution, whatever it is, whatever it may be. It may be to get more sleep, you know, eat less food, walk. But I always say, you know, go for a walk. It's one of the best things you could possibly do whenever you can. Just go for a walk and it just rejuvenates everything. Just go for a walk, usually where it's quiet. Without music in your ears to distract you from what's around you. Make your resolution. Know that it's going to work. You have to know it's going to work. The knowing of it is going to work will start the process of it working. You have to know it's going to work. You have to know that the decision that is made to make that the choice was made by the greater part of you, the higher level of consciousness. Your spirituality is all around you. Your strength is all around you. Wake up. Wake up and take that control. Take that part of you that is the boss, that governs everything. Do not allow the ego to run your show because they don't help you. They just, you know, make you get in a lot of trouble. Have we got anything there, Gary?
We do. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in with a comment or a question for Barrington, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Chrissy wrote in just to say, hello, Barrington. Happy New Year to you, your family, and your staff. I am hoping 2022 brings you many blessings. That's from Chrissy. Thank you, Chrissy. Mike wrote in and says, New Year's resolutions never, ever work. As you say, Barrington, why wait to the new year? To improve our life? To improve our mind? Why don't we say we're going to do something during the year? That's from Mike. Thank you, Mike. And Tom also writes in and says, Happy New Year to everyone there at Reality Radio 101. I'm enjoying the show from Orlando, Florida. That's from Tom. And back to you.
Thank you, Tom. And Chrissy, thank you very much for the Happy New Year wishes there for us and for everybody all around the world. We really appreciate that. And thank you for taking the time to send that request out. And I wish you the same and all the happiness for you and everybody else who's involved in your life and for the entire world for that matter. Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to everybody, everybody. Mike, about the resolution, they do work. They do work. They fail more often than they, in my experiences, I've heard of a lot of people making these resolutions and then they fail. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't have to be December 31st at midnight and then bang, midnight, New Year 101, then you're brand new or you're starting a brand new thing. The reason they don't work is I think the wrong application goes into it. We were talking about a little bit of it earlier about how you have to apply yourself to it and believe you have to know it's going to work and don't doubt yourself. And if the results didn't pop up and you cannot give it a time, you can't say before April or before September, you just have to say, I'm going to do this and let it be that. And it happens. New Year's resolution. I don't know why they call them New Year's resolution. I guess that's when, you know, most people are doing it. But they do work. They do work. But if you're trying to catch a fish, Mike, and you're using the wrong bait, you may want to check the bait. Or you may want to check the person or the situation or the reason. The reason sometimes, and we all know this, and I say it a lot on my show, be careful of what you hope for because you will get it. Be careful of what you're praying for because you will get it. And if you believe this thing, it will come to you. Sometimes we send these wishes out there, we make these intentions, we say these prayers, and we didn't get what we were hoping to get sometimes. And you have to be mindful that maybe it's not for you. Maybe you're not supposed to get it. Maybe it's going to disrupt your life, change your pattern, change this, change everything about you. And your spiritual existence and your spiritual guide isn't set up to send you down the path of destruction. They don't do that. You do that on your own. We do that on our own. Their job is to see to it that we stay in the path. And I've said, there's no great prize at the end of this journey. The whole concept of being a spiritual path or guide is to keep you afloat on the path so you don't slip into the ditch and become destructive. When they're suggesting to all of us, the spiritual guide, to eat right, eat proper, eat healthy, it's so on the way to where we're going, we're healthy doing it, we're happy doing it, we're not sick, we don't get a disease, or we don't get distracted. Their job, and they will never lead you in the wrong way. I've said this, trust your gut. You have to trust your gut. Believe in your inner self. How many times have you said, boy, I had that feeling, you know, I should have done, I shouldn't have done. Your gut will always guide you. That's your spiritual guides telling you, do not enter the lion's cage. It's probably a bad thing. And stuff like that. It guides you in the path that's going to benefit you in the long run. Same thing works out when we talk about making resolutions. We set an intention for ourselves as to where we're going. Mike, you seem to, a lot of people think they don't work. They do work. You just have to put in the right application, the right method. You have to understand. And the method is to make sure that your mind knows what you're trying to do. Because if you haven't relayed that message to the mind, it's not going to manifest. It's just going to go in the head, rolls around, and you tell it to somebody else, and it's over with. And then you may say to your friend, you know, I'm going to, or a friend or family member, another person, I'm going to do this. And they just look at you and go, yeah, right. And you say, yeah, you're right. And that's it. It's over with. Well, that is very, very, very wrong. Once you say it, it's out there. It's in the universe. The message is received and it's just waiting for your actions. Like, what are you trying to do? What are you doing? If you pull it back, well, it's lost. It is lost. It's gone forever. until you step up again and make another intention or another resolution and so on and so forth until you get to where you're trying to get to. We want you to connect to your spirituality. It guides you. It teaches you how to get yourself connected to the path that you're supposed to be on. So when you make a statement or a resolution or you make a claim, it is factual to you. Therefore, it happens to you, with you, for you, as so you intended. They do work. You just have to know how to apply yourself to them. And it doesn't have to be December 31st at midnight. It could be any time. It could be right now. Anytime. You could just set your mind in place to accomplish that goal. You may be struggling with it for many years. You may be struggling with a decision for many years. You may be fighting or resisting or resisted for many years. But you have to know that you, the self, the true self, is stronger than the resistance. You will not leave yourself locked out of your house because it's tied by a thread. The door is tied up by a thread. You would rip it apart and go on in. But if you're allowing that thread to boss you around, then you're missing something. Get in there. You are bigger. You are stronger than the resistance. And this is it. When the habit comes in, remember, it's just a habit. When you tell your dreams or your goals to somebody else and they say, yeah, whatever, just forget them. Put them aside. Be determined. Know that everything that you are, the strength, is within you. And believe it or not, it's within the simple decision of making that decision that I'm going to accomplish this. That's where the strength is. And knowing that's the law. That's the law of nature. It's the law of spirituality. It is written, so shall it be done. So you're acting out and you make a decision. When you make a resolution, please don't retract from it. Just let it be. This is what I'm going to do. And if you've fallen off the horse, get back on and do it again. And if you've fallen off, get back on and do it again. Eventually, a part of you says, oh, you're trying to ride this horse, aren't you? Bingo. Now you've got it. You're trying to accomplish this. Keep going. Keep trying. Never give up. Because you have to convince the mind of what the body, or you, the person, the body, the frame, is trying to accomplish. And if you fall off, get on and start again. There's no such thing as a failure, simply because the experience of the first not doing it has taught you something. Well, that method didn't work. Let's try this method. Well, that method didn't work. Let's try another method. You have to understand they are working to have you be a success. You just have to know that you are and step up to it and accomplish that success. Resolutions do work. You just have to work them. Do not allow the resistance to stop you. I was watching a very famous boxer, and he was on a talk show one time, and they were showing a fighter going into the ring to fight somebody else. And the interview, the host of the show, hostess of the show said, what is going through your mind as you're walking on this path to go into the ring to fight this other fighter? And the person responded by saying, how dare he wants to challenge me? I thought that was so powerful. How dare he wants to fight me? You need to take that approach with you. And the resistance that comes towards you, you need to take that approach and say, how dare you try to stop me from what I want to accomplish? How dare you step in my way? I am the biggest. I am the baddest. I am the most powerful. And I'm going to show you that I am stronger than you. So when the resistance show up, you must be able to say to yourself, how dare you want to challenge me? And show them that you've got that strength. And I thought, I'll tell you that story simply because it's powerful at every level. You need to wake up. It's powerful at every level because what it does, it tells you that all things are achievable. All you need to do is to believe. I think it was Norman Vincent Peale that says that. But if you give up, and you throw your heart overboard, then the body is going to follow. I think he also said that too. Don't throw yourself overboard. Don't give up. Because as long as you breathe, you hold to yourself to keep fighting, to keep moving forward. There's no point in the journey to take a rest. You have a clock at home, and the clock has never said, oh, let me take five. Let me relax a little bit. No, time is always going. Your time is always being spent. Your journey is always forward. You must always equip yourself with the ability to move forward and carry on getting to your path. Learn how to tap into your spirituality. Learn how to get connected to what guides you best. Learn how to find the stronger inner side of you. And the minute you find it, fear flies out the window or disappears. The minute you find it, confidence shoots right up. The minute you find it, you start questioning yourself, like, first of all, why didn't I find this 25 years ago? But you did today. Or tomorrow, whenever. So use it to your advantage. You are that strength. You are the person. Everybody argues with me or challenges me all the time when I said, you are the God that exists. You just need to know that and act accordingly. You need to understand that. So when you're trying to do something, when you're trying to set your intention or set your resolution or, you know, try to improve or change or add something, remember there will be resistance simply because the old self is fighting to maintain its life. The old habit don't want to go away. The old friends don't want to go away. The ideas you used to have, they don't want to go away, but they will resist and they will challenge you. Start asking you questions like, are you worthy? Can you do this? Yes, you can. That's why you made that decision. When you make your intentions, your resolution or your intentions, you have to know this is it and stay with it. And if the person that you've told that resolution to is doubting you, well, guess who is also a part of the resistance? You have to know that you are greater than the resistance. You have to know that. Wake up. You're bigger, you're stronger, and all the things that you achieve is waiting for you. Your bigger, stronger self is waiting for you. It's waiting for you to wake up. And if you're laying down and allowing something else to restrict you, the bigger, stronger you is still waiting for you to wake up. Just wake up. They know who you are, and they say, you must know thyself. Wake up. Don't let the ego play you for the fool. Wake up. Wake up to your true love of self. Just true love of self, where you dominate in your own world. Not egoically, not arrogantly. You just know who you are and you act accordingly. If you're doing something today that is wrong, stop doing it. If you're saying things, if there's something that is not true, don't say it. If there's something that doesn't belong to you, do not take it. You're allowing all that is good to come within you. If you're being restricted and you're being held down, there's a lot of the actions within yourself that has brought you to that point. And most often it's just by thoughts. Nobody physically, well, in some cases, physically picked you up and put you there. But you have programmed your mind to have brought you to a place. The same way you were able to interject all this information into the mind to get you there is the same application to interject a positive way to get you out of there, get you to another place. Just wake up and know the fear that we feel will disappear. And I've said this before. If you have 10 items that you feel you need to correct on your path, you may only need to address the three. And once you address the most important three, the other seven will disappear. Wake up. Tap into your mind. Find the strength that's within. Do not believe you're lesser. Anytime at all. Everybody has the same amount of everything. It's just how it applies to you. When your life, when you choose to make a change in your life, you hold that. Some people are very comfortable where they are, or they're so afraid that they might not be able to change their situation, their life, their physique, their health. They just accept it and live as it is, which is living wrong. Because greatness resides within every single one of us. You just have to know how to get there, activate it, and get it going. I've told you the story of the man that walked into the shop, and there was a dog laying on the porch, and the dog was crying. And the man said to the owner of the dog, "Why is your dog crying?" He says, "He's laying on a nail." You've heard me say this before. And the owner said, the gentleman says, "He's laying on a nail." The owner repeated, "Yes, he's laying on a nail." The owner says, "Why doesn't he just get off it?" And the owner of the dog just says, "I guess it doesn't hurt bad enough." Because if it did, he would get off it, right? And this is how we live our lives. We content with certain things. We accept them because we could still function. And we throw our head in the sand and carry around the unnecessary pain or the pebble in your shoe for how long? Because, what the heck, I could deal with it. As opposed to taking action towards getting rid of it or changing it. That's what we're talking about. When you make your resolution, make sure you know it's going to work. When you're in a situation that you may find uncomfortable or not too painful, don't accept it as the norm, because it's not the norm. We just ask you to wake up. That's all. Have we got anything else?
We do have a couple of emails here. Roxy wrote in and said, "Barrington, I must admit, I've changed my bait several times and nothing works for me." That's from Roxy. All right, Roxy. Well, I'm sure Barrington will have some words for you. Walt says, "Thank you very much for the positive words today. We need this in the new year." That's from Walt. Thank you, Walt. Amy said, "When you get a moment, can you please give us the information on your book? I meant to buy one or two of them for gifts for Christmas, and I never did. I'd like to know again where I can purchase them." That's from Amy. Thank you, Amy. Cam wants to know. Cam says, "Barrington, is it ever too late to start a new life and improve our life? Forget about resolutions for New Year. I have so many things that are messed up in my life that I want to straighten out. Is it ever too late to do so?" And that's from Cam. And back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Cam first. Yeah, Cam, it could be too late the day after you've died, or the day after you've exited the body, you're gone. Yeah, it's too late then. You know, it's like being on an airplane, and once you jump off, you're completely separated forever. You can't reconnect that joint. So no, as long as you're alive, you have the ability to make changes to your life. I don't know. I'm in my 50s. I don't think I could be the fastest runner anymore, because at that age, it's set out to be, you know, certain age, and I'm past that already. However, it all depends on what changes you're looking at and what changes that you want to make. But this is a very good question. I really appreciate this question. There is always the ability to make that change. Always the ability to make that change. A lot of us are unhealthy. A lot of us are overweight. A lot of us are crazy workers or bad sleepers or whatever the situation may be. The formula to change is within you. The formula to change is within you. And it begins with believing that it's within you. And you just have to know that. Go to the toolbox that's within you. The toolbox showed up with you, by the way, Cam, and everybody else. And all the changes that's required are everything that you want to apply, everything that will be prevalent in your existence while you're here in the body. It's within that box. So any change you want to make, including health, you have the ability. If it's not too damaged or too broken, you still have the ability to make that change. You have the ability. So answering your question, it's never too late. And you say that there's a whole bunch of things in your life that you want to fix. Awesome, because you've acknowledged that they're there and you've made a conscious decision to fix it. Make a list of 10 things that you think you want to fix. And I guarantee you, you might only need to address three of them. And then you'll realize the other seven will just disappear, or they're not relevant anymore, or they're not as important to you anymore. You make that list and attack the ones that you want to change, because you've got the ability at any given moment to change. And you're the boss. You will do it, and you will change. I hope I answered that question for you, and I hope the answer really hits you in a spot where you want to jump up and make a decision, to make a conscious decision, to make a change. Tap into spirituality. Learn how to connect yourself. Settle down the mind. Learn how to meditate. Get yourself in a space. A lot of the issues that we carry around every day is much like we just collect them, and they bog us down. Well, if you could imagine you walking through the mud for a very long time, the more you do, the more it's going to stick to you, and eventually the more it's going to be restrictive to you. But if at a given time, you could just go through the water, it'll wash it right away, wash it off, you'll be brand new again. And this is how the whole process works and changing. And whatever you've built up in the past, the resistance that you've had, you could go through a process to reduce it, to remove it. Yeah, so if you're covered in this stuff that you think is bad, find yourself a cleansing place, and you will clean that up. And that's through meditation, that's through selflessness. Just find who you are. This will take care of that. Annie, the book, you wanted to know about the book, Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. This is the book that we talk about. It's available to you on Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. You could check it out there. And thank you. Wanted to do some purchasing. Actually, I've been noticing recently that the books are selling a lot more now than I did a while back. So this is a good thing. So this is important. Thank you. That's where it's available. You can always check us out at Barrington. He am I at BarringtonAwaken.com. That's our website. We've been doing a lot of activities there in the last few weeks, and change the mission statement. We're now connected to the Facebook. We're now putting up, and I know I've said this before, and I was uncomfortable in saying again because I've said it and it didn't happen, but now it is happening. They are there. We're recording the shows now, and it'll be more readily available. So that's a good thing. He am I at BarringtonAwaken.com. That's our website. Check it out. All the information is here. The book is there. We're now currently working aggressively on the next book three. So this is the plan. We're working forward. We're going on all these ideas. We appreciate you supporting this organization, supporting us. We want to say Happy New Year to everybody who's here. I hope the information that you're looking for, Annie, is there. Find the book. It's a good read. Check it out. You'll be happy with it. And do pass it on to somebody else so they can enjoy that as well. Walt, thank you very much for your call. It's a positive words. We're trying to do this. We're trying to encourage us, Walt. We're all one. We're all in the same pool. I don't care what anybody says. Imagine us being a whole bunch of crabs in a barrel. None of us will get out because we're too busy tearing each other down as soon as the success that we get to a certain point. But what would happen if we just work together? How would it be better if we just come together as one? Because we are one. We're all the same. We're all connected to each other. We're all one. So the whole idea is to work together. The positive words that I give every day about people, just confidence within yourself. It's spiritual way of existence. It's the spirituality way of our lives to go. You want to call it self-help. You want to call it motivational. You want to call it hope. And it is spirituality. It is coming from the same source. And it will give you the confidence you need in anything you want. And it will get rid of your fear. Why wouldn't you get up off that nail if it's poking you? You know, if you're that dog laying on that nail and you're being poked, why wouldn't you get up? Yeah, because you feel comfortable and you could tolerate this bit of pain, but you don't need to. If you have a pebble in your shoe, yeah, you could still walk around with it, but you don't need to. If there's something that you're hoping to accomplish and you haven't been able to get to it, you'll just say, what the heck, it's not for me. Maybe not. But you want to go there and find it to make sure you could tell yourself that it's definitely not for you. Definitely not for you. That's what you want to go through. So the positive words, Walt, I want everybody to understand that we're all a part of the same team. We're all connected to the same team. Even though we've come here with our own individual agenda or team collectively, together we're all one. And I said this recently, like the ocean is just one. The piece of land that the planet is held to is just one. There is no difference. Seriously, I know Australia is still connected to North America, maybe a bit of water in the middle of it, but so be it. We're still connected. Like your right hand is still connected to your left hand, but you know, just a little bit of space between the two, so be it. We're all one. That's our spiritual sense. Spirituality is all around you. You're connected to the greatest force that exists. You are that greatest force that exists. And I need for you to understand that and act accordingly. Don't allow anybody to take you off your path. Don't allow anybody to deliver a message to you from somebody else, because that's a lot of crap as well. Your message is designed for you, by you, before you showed up here. So how could I get your message for you? Wake up. Wake up. Just wake up. Now, I heard the talk earlier about you've tried many times for this and it didn't work. And how can you change your life? And I get that. And we all want changes. We all do, because we're not totally happy with where we are. Or we want to see how far we could get. We want to fix this illness about us. You have to have the confidence within you. What I say is get into your spiritual world. Tap into your spiritual world. You understand? Tap into the spiritual world, because it does guide you. Does guide you. You have the ability, Roxy, we're talking about you as well, to change your life. You have the ability to create a new life. You have the ability to live a new life. You have the ability to create anything you want. As long as you live and you breathe, you're not destined or stuck in this position. There's greater sources out there. Life happens. A lot of the times we get caught up in things that we're not at fault for, or we're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Things, accidents do happen. If you're out here and you're on your own and you're doing whatever you can do to survive, you must know that you have that ability to go a little bit further, a little deeper, dig in a little more. You have to understand that all that exists is a part of you, and you are a part of all that exists. But you have to know who you are. How do you know thyself? You sit back and relax a little. Take a good look at the environment that you're a part of. Ask yourself that question: am I happy with this situation, or am I just accepting where I am? Is this the best that I could do? Before you run out and start changing everything, make sure what you're asking for is something you can handle when it comes. But lay back, take a good look at your situation. What is it that you really want to change about you? What's within you that you're not happy with, or is that nail poking you a little too harsh? And then you plan that in your mind. So here's the idea. Here's the thing I want to change. Well, you have to put that in the mind, not just by saying, I want to change it. You have to put it in your mind and says, I'm going to change this or that. And when you say that, now you're going to look at, how do I implement these changes? What do I do to get the ball rolling with these changes? Then the ideas will come. When you ask, how do I do this? How do I change? The ideas will start to come. Or do I have to cut this and tuck that and take this and pull that, eat that or don't eat that? The ideas will start to come. And when you research it within your mind, because this idea has to be placed in the brain. When you research it in your mind and you know everything that's involved in the changes that you're looking for, the body will start, because the mind is now accepting it, and you have sent a direct message to the mind, from the mind to the body, to give me this new something, new look, new idea, new physique, new bank account. Yeah, that's very popular too, bank account. You will know how to do it. And once you have done the work, don't blur over anything, meaning don't assume you know, oh, this is what that is. That's that step. Don't assume you know it. Get into that step and explore it so you truly understand it. When you're journeying from step one to step 10, it's very important that you put your foot on every single step until you get there. When your mind is there, the body follows you. You're acting accordingly. You'll wake up one morning and go, holy mackerel, my resolution did work. It is working. Apply yourself for what it is that you hope to get. And again, I can't emphasize enough, please be careful. And if you are trying, and I did hear somebody ask that question today, if you are trying and trying and trying, and you've changed your bait many times, you're missing something because the bait is still just attracting the negativities that you're trying to avoid. Yes, you've said that, Roxy, that you've changed your bait and you're still getting the same result, same results. Well, how did you change your bait? Did you change the method of fishing? Did you change the method of your approach towards it? I do know for sure all things are possible. All things are possible. All things. Change the bait. It applies not only to the physical changing the worm to a dead fish. That's not what I'm suggesting. It's the approach towards what you're hoping to accomplish. Do not give up. Now, you have changed your bait many times, as you said, and you're getting the same result. What about the possibility that the changes that you're looking for is not for you? Have you accepted the fact that maybe you're not supposed to have that apple or that chair or that person? There's that possibility. Nature has a way of taking us out of danger. And if we're falling down a hole, you'll get rescued. And I don't mean, you know, physical hole. I mean, anything in life where you're going off the wrong path, you could be rescued. You can change the bait. And I think that's important that you change the bait. But you have to step back at it and take a good look at the whole thing. Are you still fishing in the same pond? You've changed the bait, but are you still in the same area? Because maybe in that same area of fishing, like, perfect example. And I hear women say this all the time. Why do I keep meeting that same bad guy? And I would say things like change the bait. And like, okay, fine. But you're still going to the same place. Now, birds of a feather, they flock together. So yeah, you can change the bait from a dried up worm to a dead fish. I don't know. I don't fish. But anyways, my point being, you need to change something because if it's not working and it is destined and it's part of something you could do and you want to do and you could see it, and you put it in your mind and it's developed in the mind, the bait will change itself, or the location, or the spot will change, the pond will change. Something will disappear, or a new one will appear. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. We're talking about resolution. We're talking about people changing, wanting to have changes in their lives, and we want you to achieve that. We want you to be successful, whatever that opinion, whatever you think success is, we need for you to be a part of it. We're talking about applying yourself, but today I went a little deep into how to get the mind engaged into your application, because if the mind's not doing it, it's not going to happen unless you're physically being dragged into something. If your mind's not getting the message as to what needs to be done, it won't happen. Today, we're talking about trying to get your mind in the right place at the right time to accomplish this task that's going to make you better. So the resolution I would like for you to challenge this year is how to get this information that whatever it is that you're trying to want to accomplish, you get this message to the mind. Do not give it a time. Do not say by September or by the end of the year. Just say, I'm going to do this walk and start walking. I'm going to do this dance and start dancing. I'm going to try this new line of food and start doing it. Or get rid of that, or get rid of smoking, or whatever it is. Apply yourself to it and do not give it a restriction. Do not give it time. If you could get rid of it or add it to the mind, the mind will instruct the body and it'll work out for you. Do not restrict yourself. Do not give up. You are greater than the resistance. You are greater than the resistance, and you were made from a perfect place, by a perfect source, by a perfect creator. If all of that has come together to you in your mind as being perfect, then you have to know that you are perfect. You may disagree with that somewhat, but you have to know if you've come from a perfect place, you have to be perfect. The reason you may disagree with that is because you're too busy comparing yourself to someone else. So you will buy into the fact that you're short, or you're you know, you are who you are. You have made yourself by your thoughts. You have made your destination by your thoughts. When you're thinking of changing all of this, any of this, you have to be mindful to look at every single aspect of it and how it got to where it is. Do not miss a step. When you're trying to accomplish your goal, when you're trying to get your resolution to be a success, look at every single thing around it that's involved in getting the success. It is doable. You need to know. When the resistance come, and it will, know that you're bigger and stronger than the resistance. Know that your creator didn't create you wrong. You have to understand this. You have to believe this. You have to live this. You have to know this. You are the greatest of all. Have we got anything else?
Oh, we do. Let me see here. Okay. Eric wrote in and he just says, Happy New Year to Barrington. That's from Eric. Thank you very much, Eric. Hannah wrote in to say the same thing. I am listening to the show, enjoying it, taking your advice. Happy New Year to all of you. That's from Hannah. And let's see here. Kate writes in and says, Barrington, everything that you said about your show today regarding resolutions, I get it, but here's a question for you. Did you actually make any resolutions for the coming new year? And that's from Kate, and back to you.
Yeah, Kate, I did. I decided this year I'm going to spend more time working on Barrington Awaken. I decided, not this year, a while ago, but I had to sort of implement it on the new show starting today, which is the first show of the year. So I don't know if you consider that a resolution. I made a stated fact that I'm going to do this, and this is being done. If that is considered a resolution, well, yeah, that's it. But other than that, no, I don't sit still and say, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds or gain 50 bucks or run a marathon or wrestle a shark or I don't know what people say. But I generally look at the health. I look at what I want to accomplish. I look at how I want to be healthy, and I know I'm going to do it, so I just say it. I know I'm going to act out. So it's easy for me to just to say. I don't sit down and make a list of the New Year's resolution like a lot of people do. I just know what I want to accomplish in this year and then go ahead and do it. Like to talk about the show and talk about the Barrington Awaken. We've done a lot of work in setting up the Facebook and the YouTube channels and put up videos and recorded videos and change the name of the show. And, you know, so all that work was done prior to this date. The mind now knows what the mind now knows what it's going to do. So it put things into perspective and action begins. So it wasn't a New Year's resolution. It was simply saying, I'm going to do this, made the decision to do it, and it's being done. But thank you very much for that, Kate. Anna and Eric, thank you very much for the Happy New Year request. And I would say the same for everybody else. You know what? Just have a good time. Enjoy life. Remember, you are the most important person. Learn how to get rid of the fear that you might be carrying around. This is the most important thing. You have to understand that. We all want a new life, a new outlook on life, but it has to be a decision. You have to make the decision in the mind, and then you hold it. You hold it. And this is what I'm going to do. And don't back up. Your glass is always half full. You need to know that. Your glass is always half full. Work with that. The minute you start doubting yourself, the minute you start pulling back, the minute you let others doubt you, let others drag you back, well, they are the resistance, right? And you're bigger than them. You've got more bite, more bite than them. Never mind, let them bark. You bite. You have to know this about you. So stand up, make that step, get into your mind, set yourself straight, figure out that whatever it is that you hope to accomplish in life, it is within you. You may look back into your earlier years and say, oh, I don't think I'm worth it. I've come from a horrible place. I don't have this formal education. I don't have, and just stop yourself. Well, that's what I call spiritual suicide. Whatever it is that you hope to accomplish in life, just give it some thought. Plan it. Look at it. And the minute you're doing that work in the mind, it is signaling the body. It goes to the heart because that's your intention. The heart delivers it to the soul, and the soul puts it out into the universe, and it becomes yours without hesitation. So you get it in the mind delivers it to the heart. The heart puts it into the soul, and it goes into the universe. And the minute it's out there in the universe, then you'll start to see your results. Because the world now knows, the universe now knows, you now knows, the God now knows that this is your intention, and it comes towards you. Be realistic. I don't think we're going to fly anytime soon. So let's be realistic. And I'm being serious on that be realistic part. You may have fears within you that you didn't realize you have come to you from a young age, very young age. Dig into it and see if it's the blocker that's stopping you from accomplishing. Set your resolution. Hope to accomplish. Know you're going to do it. Believe in yourself. And when the resistance come up, you remind the resistance. They work for you because you are the boss. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. I want you to have a great life. Study your spirituality. Eat right. Take care of the body. You make the best decision when you're healthy. So why not give the body the right equipment to make the best decision? Become healthy. And by doing so, you eat the food that is blessed and prepared for you by you before you came here, the creation. You're supposed to be eating the food that was created by nature and not the ones that was created by the laboratory. It doesn't serve you well. It serves a lot of people because they get the money and then so on and so forth. I don't want to get into that right now, but simply you have to do the best for you. Whatever you set out to accomplish, make sure you're getting the best out of it. Your body will take action based on the mindset that you hold. Your body will react based on the mindset that you hold. So feed it properly. Rest it properly. And I just found something recently that I used to always say, make sure you're drinking a lot of water. And that's important. And I will not change that. But simply try to get the water within your system through vegetables and fruits and vegetables. Because I said that thing is 70-80% water anyway. So if you're eating a lot of that, you're getting the water that the body is required. And that's how the water is supposed to come into you. Not necessarily. I mean, we run, we sweat, we drip, we pour it out, we urinate, we get rid of it. But it is supposed to come into the system primarily through the food we eat. And I just found that out recently. And I want you guys to act accordingly. So instead of sipping water every day, have a big old bowl of salad when you can, or eat some fruit and the water, because it is 70%. We are greater than 70% water. The food we eat should be the same. And that does not include donuts. So we should be eating the right food. But thank you very much. We're going to say goodbye for now. We'll meet up again. Thank you for joining the show. We will see you next week at the same time.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.